The Buffalo Bills are 5-3 on the season as they head into the bye week. Yesterday's 43-23 victory marked their first road victory against the Jets in many years. But as Matt Sabuto notes in this morning's Beyond the Playbook, the win was far from perfect.
Well, a couple things. I think the Bills certainly did not capitalize nearly as much as they should have off of the turnovers. And also the play calling was very unusual. Kyle Orton only threw the ball 17 times for 10 completions. And the crazy part about that is four of those completions were touchdowns, yet they didn't continuously go to him, and they ran the ball a lot more than I expected. And I think a lot of this certainly made Bills fans a little more nervous than they needed to be. But at the end of the day, though, they produced a score that ultimately matched up with that spectacular defensive performance.
In a game like that, it's probably tough to come up with players of the game. Who were they for you?
Oh, I think that the two players who really stood out were on the offensive side of the ball. And again, Kyle Orton, throwing for, I believe it was 238 yards on only 10 completions. And Sammy Watkins, again, just a totally amazing game. While he had only three catches, he had 157 yards and one touchdown. And it really should have been two touchdowns if he didn't slow down on one of his first catches, which would have been a sure touchdown. Very out of character for him, and I hope he learns from that. He slowed down a little bit to celebrate, and a Jets defensive back caught him.
All right, the Bills are 5-3. They've got a win in New York for the first time in several years. What's ahead for this team?
Yeah, it's the first win in New York since 2009, which coincidentally enough, that game, they needed six turnovers to win, and they went to overtime. So thankfully, we didn't have to encounter that once again. But what's ahead? I'd like to see a little bit more ambition from the play calling. I think a lot of Bills fans feel that way after watching a very frustrating running game in a game where the Bills certainly had a lot of opportunities, yet still making fans nervous, although I'm certainly not going to complain, even though I'm kind of disguising a little bit of complaints in my analysis today. I'd like to see, I think, them trust Kyle Orton a little bit more to dictate the play with his talent. I mean, he looks like he's better than we thought he was going to be. Moving forward, I think as long as they can put together a little bit better play calling in their run designs, but hopefully the running backs can execute, and ideally Fred Jackson can get back from his injury sooner rather than later, you got to like what you see from the Bills.
Matt Sabuto will check in with you again on Friday about the 5-3 Buffalo Bills, and thanks for going beyond the playbook of this morning.
Always great to be here, especially after a Bills win.